other words at all. You outside the road and bond. You who?
No,
no.
Looking for.
Ready?
Giddy up,
giddy up, giddy up.
No, they did it different.
Lies.
Ready? There it is.
We're the worst carolers in the world.
Rewind it. Can you rewind it?
I can't.
No, you can't.
I can't.
It's over. That was our one shot.
That was our one shot at the giddy up. Did you hear the galloping
horses?
You get
one shot. You better not miss a chance.
Steve and Mitch. Good morning.
This is really bothering me that I don't know the lyrics, because I do. Rope B4s and sing a chorus or two.
Or two. What about the roads are lovely? It's lovely weather for sleigh ride together with you. It's lovely weather for sleigh
ride together with you. Giddy up.
No.
Oh.
Just give it up. Give it up, give it up.
I said you got one shot, and then I went to Eminem. You got one shot. Do not miss your chance. It's opportunities once in a lifetime. And it really was. It was a once in a lifetime thing.
You're going to lose yourself
in the music.
The moment.
You know it.
Yeah. Better never let it go.
Or is it, you know it, you own it.
I don't know. You only got one shot.
Did not miss your chance. No, sorry.
Good morning, 611. Happy Friday.
We are here.
It is the day of our epic, epic Christmas party.
Woo! Oh, that was weird. Okay.
No, no, that's the right one.
And I am so proud of you right now, because last time and every other time we've had a Christmas party, you haven't brought anything because you forgot it or you just didn't bring anything.
Yep.
This time I walk in and you have bags of cookies.
No. When you say bags like that, it sounds like
you bought
them.
No,
the
you made these.
Oh. I baked 48 cookies yesterday, bro.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Huh?
I made the same cookies as you.
Oh, cool.
So I know what you did. What you did was get them out of the freezer, put them on a cookie sheet. You didn't even have to grease the cookie sheet.
Whoa.
And then you set the oven
to 325. Why are you giving away our recipe?
And then you put them in the oven, set the timer, and then came back when the timer went off. Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't do a whole lot.
I baked 48 cookies. Thank you, Steve.
48 cookies. Do you know how many people are in this office?
How many?
Not that many.
Steve, would you like a cookie? I baked
I already had two or three.
Okay, good. That's good.
I think Mitch brought them.
Yeah. I did.
I brought them.
I brought the same cookies.
We're going to have the same cookies.
You guys having a party?
Yeah, man. It's going to be awesome.
Wait, hold on. Is it party not today?
It's at noon, right?
I don't know. May I go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's going to be food.
Oh, that's right. I told you what I'm bringing.
What are you? Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Is that what you're really bringing?
Yeah.
Spinach with Swiss. And
I'm going to try it and probably like it.
The only Swiss I like is Swiss Miss.
No, you like Swiss cake rolls.
Swiss cake rolls. I lied. You're right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I only like them right now because they're the substitute for ding dongs, because those are gone.
For right now.
You like the knives.
Swiss knives?
Swiss Army knives?
I've never had one.
Oh, okay.
When I was a kid, that's like all I wanted, because there was that kid in class who always had like, ooh, the corkscrew. And
that was me. Remember I played Mubbly Peg and Chicken with it.
Yeah, that's not a good game.
I didn't have any of those. I always wanted those. My mom was smart enough to never give me a knife.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Eve.
We can celebrate all years.
All right. We just can't play Christmas music.
Well, then why don't you say it any other time of the year?
Just saying. Hey,
I'm going to go get my French press.
All right. Have at it.
Hey.
It's Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's Fun Joke Friday.
Merry
Christmas, Stever.
Hey, today is the end of the world. Not Fun Joke Friday.
Yeah.
Because we're still here.
Actually, according to the Mayan calendar, it ended sometime last night.
Oh.
Yeah, late last night. I was watching the news.
Is this a dream?
People are like freaking out. Yeah, we're in color now. Okay. We're in color now.
Wow.
So it's a different world. This world isn't real.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
This is a wonderful, magical world where we make cookies. We have Christmas parties. Did you bring your gift for your Secret Santa?
Yeah, I didn't even take it home. You actually scared me just now.
Okay. I almost forgot. So that it was like, okay, big cookies, Secret Santa.
What?
So I had to get it like ready to go. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I couldn't pay attention.
So it is Friday. final Friday before Christmas. Next year. I'm excited.
Fun Joke Friday.
Sam Swan.
Hey, this is weird. I didn't even say hi because I was too busy eating. But yesterday I went to a place and I saw Ryan Swan, Sam Swan's kid.
You didn't say hi?
No, because...
Why wouldn't you say hi?
I was eating and my hands had food all over them. And I was like, hey! And then I just let it go.
Mm-mm. When you're in public and you see somebody, you have to say hi. I was at Target yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was picking up last-minute Christmas gifts. And I'm walking over the line. I have so much stuff. And I'm like, looking. And I walk up. And I almost didn't say hi, too. It was Celeste. And she was like checking out. Right? And so I'm like standing in line with all these Christmas gifts. And I'm like standing right behind her. And I probably could have not said anything. And she wouldn't have even noticed.
That's mean.
So I kicked the back of her knee in.
And now she's in the hospital. Pray for her.
Yes, now pray for her. She's doing well. She's recovering.
Just kidding.
Yeah. So, she actually freaked out because she thought I was going to be somebody completely different.
Ooh.
I have another friend who does that. And I'm like, Mitch? Because she does that every day.
That's so...
Every day.
The whole knee thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you deserve it. It's funny.
I'm always like...
You have the best worst reaction ever.
So I fall over because my equilibrium's shot.
It's amazing.
It's terrible.
It's worth it.
Anyways. So it is Friday. It is finally here. It is Fun Joke Friday. We got a lot to talk about. We've got a very interesting topic coming up with Sam Swan in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes, we
Man.
Do. Crazy.
I called you about it. Like, when I saw this yesterday, you're already gone, and I was like, wow, okay, are you ready for this? This is what we're going to talk about tomorrow. And kind of...
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's... Also, it's December 21st, which means it's the last day on Earth.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go somewhere else. I know it's someone's birthday, so...
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's Lenya Heitzig's birthday.
Hey!
Ding!
Where is my... Yeah!
It's Lenya's birthday today.
We got a prank caller.
Okay. I don't have her number.
I do.
Okay.
I don't want to prank call her. She's like the nicest person in the universe.
I know, that's why we can.
I don't want to prank call her.
Should we be talking? What if she's like listening?
Oh, yeah. No, we just blew it.
Dang.
Probably should have thought about this before we started talking about it on the air. It's Friday. That's what we get. It's what we get. All right. Music time?
Yes.
All right, sweet. We're going to plot this one.
Okay.
Okay. I hope she's not listening.
Me either. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You too.
Thanks.
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
And also with you.
It is. Well, it's December 21st. You never know. According to the Mayans, this is it. This is it.
Well, according to the Mayans, it's already done.
And it depends on who you talk about. I was all watching, I don't remember, some news thing last night.
Mm-hmm.
2020, one of them.
Oh, so you got your information from them.
Yeah, somewhere. I don't remember. Diane Sawyer, whichever one she's on.
I think she's on 2020. I don't know.
World News Tonight. Something. 60 Minutes.
I don't know what that is.
Anyways, they were interviewing this girl who had like crystal skulls and was in this Mayan temple like acting freaky. And she says it's going to be a grand reawakening. That it's not really the end of the world.
It was a grand reawakening for her. Because she's probably going to reawake today and freak out.
So here it is. The end of the world as we know it. What are you going to do with your last day on Earth? If today was your last day on Earth, let's have some fun with it.
Yes.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Victor says, listen to Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey, that's a great way to enjoy your last day on Earth.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to us, too.
Yeah, because we have to.
For 3.5 more hours, I have to listen to her. So.
Aw, I just won't talk if you don't want me to.
Yeah, that's awful. Don't do that. That's terrible. Please talk. Please. Please.
This is what it would be like if you didn't have a co-host.
So, anyways, it is the end of the world as we know it. Today is the last day of Earth, apparently, or the universe. Well, I don't know. I don't have a co-host. So, I'm actually, don't do that.
What would happen? What would happen? Like, what did they say would happen? Aww.
Oh, hey. That's mean. Hey. Hey.
No.
Right there.
Get away from me. I'm going to punch you.
End of the world.
What?
I don't know. Meteors?
Oh, is that what they're saying?
I have no idea. They just, the calendar runs out.
Oh, no. They didn't even tell us what was going to happen.
They didn't have a Hallmark back then. They couldn't just go buy a 2013 calendar.
You mean they didn't even, like, make a documentary about it?
No. Yeah. No. So, according to the Mayans, it's the end of the world today. What are you going to do with your last day on Earth? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Kendra says, same thing I've done for the past couple months now, and enjoy the time I have with my children. That's what she
Booyah.
Said. She said, and it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
You don't know that, Kendra. You don't know that.
Yeah, it was interesting watching this news story last night on the end of the world, and there were people, you know, gathering at these temples, and it was, wow.
Yeah.
There were people freaking out.
Some people counting on it.
Most people just throwing parties.
Yeah, I guess, I think that's just a new reason. You know what? Never mind.
Just a reason to throw a party?
Yeah, just a reason to throw a party.
End of the world party?
Yeah.
Hey, world's gonna end, let's throw a party.
It's kind of a bad day, Thursday night.
Right. Well, today's Friday. Today's the last day.
So people are having parties tonight.
Maybe.
Not last night.
End of the world party!
You know, someone screwed up on the math, and now everyone's confused.
Some businesses actually had fun with it. I saw some that were having, like, end of the world sales, and some places that... I know a ski place that offered, like, lift tickets, and then if the world doesn't end, you get them for the rest of the season. I mean, there's some really good deals.
Why would they count on that?
Well, I think they were just having some fun, Mitch, getting people to go snowboarding, because that's cool.
But then they get tickets for the rest of the season.
Yeah. Wow. I know.
Why didn't you even tell me that?
It's the end of the world!
As we know it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What are you going to do for your last day on Earth? On the way, Sam Swan. Right now, Hawk Nelson, Steve O'Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Yes! General Ghost!
Stop hitting things.
I can't help it!
Why?
Things are old and broken, but you know what? Who cares? Because it's the last day anyway, so we don't have to worry about this
longer.
It's the end of the world, people! December 21st, welcome. Steve on Mitch hanging out with you for one last day.
That's it. Forever.
Or we'll see you Monday for, Christmas Eve.
See Monday, we'll
but
be
until
here.
Then, we're going to pretend like it's the end of the world.
You know.
So what are you going to do today? It's your last day on Earth. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. We actually got a request for some REM.
And so, is this how we're playing?
I don't know.
Let me see. Greg,
got a lot of comments.
Yeah. Greg says, Steve-O, it's the end of the world. I shaved my face for the first time in 11 years.
No way. Amazing.
We can't like his page. He says, like my page and I'll post a picture.
Yeah, we can't. You're a human.
Yeah, we can't. It's not how it works. Caleb says, forget everything, all the finals, any plans, and go on a quest to find my wife and just get one kiss in as I watch the sun slowly crash into the earth. Oh, creepy Caleb. I love you. Except that movie sucked, creepy Caleb. Did you ever see that movie with Keira Knightley and Steve Carell?
No.
Dude, don't.
I won't. Okay. I won't. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a song request for the end of the world.
Okay, I'll take it.
Johnny Cash, It's Going by the Book.
Ooh, I can do that. I have that on
all
my
right.
phone.
Ooh.
We'll have to dig that up, but yeah. No, I'll get that on. All right.
It is the end. Goodbye. Yeah,
you all right, man? I like that. You know, we got to play a few Johnny Cash because he's all about that.
He is.
Yeah.
Should I keep reading these?
Yes, go ahead.
Jeremiah says, school, then some rock climbing with some awesome people. Last day well spent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Thebe says, sing that stupid song all day, thanks to you.
The funny thing is Chrissy was singing this all yesterday, all last night.
Because it's that song.
Because we were watching the news, and they didn't even play the song, they kept talking about the end of the world.
Yeah.
So she's singing it, and then she starts giggling because she's on Facebook, and apparently Michelle Schroff was doing the exact same thing.
Yes.
And she felt fine because that meant she was finally going to get some rest from the children.
And I feel fine.
Christy's like, amen.
That's funny.
It's great. So it is the end of the world as we know it, apparently. Apparently.
Apparently.
According to the Mayans.
As we know it.
It's the end of the world as the Mayans know it. Yes. How's that? So
I guess that's fine.
We gotta take a quick break, but coming right back, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get your thoughts in. What are you gonna do for your last day on Earth? We'll also have some Johnny Cash on the way for you. See you on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Johnny Cash, by request. Going by the book.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is the end of the world as we know it.
Steve-O and Mitch and the rest of the Static Radio staff don't really believe it's the end of the world. It's just a cheap gimmick to laugh and mock at the Mayan calendar. They do, however, believe we are in the end times and that our relationship with Jesus Christ is essential to live with him for eternity. Merry Christmas.
Yep, that's pretty much what we really think.
Pretty much, yeah.
However, in the meantime, let's have some fun with this. It's the end of the world. December 21st, 2012.
I just didn't think it would happen so fast.
12-12-12 would have made more sense.
But,
you know?
12-21-12?
12-12-12 is much easier. I don't know.
I just don't understand why they picked such a bad date.
Yeah. So here it is. End of the world as we know it. What are you going to do? It's your last day on Earth. How would you like to spend your final day on Earth? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or 505-338-3700.
Ishmael says, spend too much money so he can just go into debt because it doesn't matter if he's going to pay it back anyway.
Oh, that's really smart.
I'm pretty sure that's not okay.
It's really smart.
But be careful. The world's not really ending.
Yeah.
Victor says, scream it's the end of the world and laugh and say just kidding. So that's not a very productive day.
That takes like 3 seconds. 4 seconds. What are you going to do with the rest of 23 hours and 57 minutes that you have?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Brandon says, stay up all night Thursday night with my best friend, Jordan Ryman.
Yeah.
And then listen to my two favorite radio co-hosts on the way home.
Oh, Buck and Dex. I love those guys.
Those are good guys.
Except they're on vacation right now, so yeah. You're stuck with us.
Yeah. Sorry, they're not available right now. Have to let Buck and Dex eat.
Yeah.
We'll tell them.
Thanks, Brandon.
Rachel, she says, go to work.
Yep.
That's lame.
That's pretty much what I'm doing.
Poor Alex, take my last final. These are not very ambitious.
I like tea.
T says, move back to the reservation. They're 20 years behind on everything there.
So it gives them some more time.
Oh, that's funny.
That's amazing.
Jason says, I'm going to do what I always do. Go to the Hardback Cafe Hastings, drink some coffee, and play my guitar.
There you go.
I think that was like him promoting his show.
Can do. Good. Nicely done. It is the end of the world as we know it. It's December 21st. And if it doesn't end today, well, whatever.
You know.
But in the meantime, let's enjoy this. End of the world, what are you going to do? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. We got Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us here soon. And we are going to switch gears to a little more serious topic in the 7 o'clock hour. Some controversial statements being made this week from someone that we here at this station happen to play on our sister station. And we happen to have part of the ministry doing things
here. Were said.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour and get your opinion on that. As well as, you know, enjoy the last day on Earth.
What else can you do?
I know, right? Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. House of Heroes in the Valley of the Dying Sun. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
7:09 now and it's the end of the world.
As we know it.
12:12. It's so hard to say.
I thought you were saying the time. I was like, that is not the right time.
No, it's like 10 after 7.
Yeah.
But it's the 21st. I just really wish they would have gone with 12:12:12. That would have been easier to say.
Yeah.
So joining us, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico for the final time.
Oh. Good morning. Good morning and farewell.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
How are the Baptists?
Today it's great to be anywhere.
How are the Baptists doing?
We are doing fine.
Okay. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, we're...
Okay. Not freaking out.
I
know how you guys feel about dances and stuff, and if this is the end of the world, we're about to have a big old banquet upstairs, and that may include dancing.
Well, sorry.
You guys going to be all right with that?
There's a difference between heavenly dancing and high school prom dancing.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, see?
So true.
Dirty dancing and heavenly dancing are not even closely related.
Amazing.
Yeah, I can't speak for all Baptists, but
you can.
This one is not freaking out.
You're from the Baptist Convention in
Mexico. I guess I can.
You really are. You're our resident Baptist.
I need somebody to record a disclaimer like you guys had.
Yeah.
You're our token Baptist guy. You even have the accent and everything. It's perfect.
That's right. We're talking about Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. It's beautiful. Nice. So, what are you going to do for your last day on Earth?
Well, I'm going to clean house.
Okay. Because, why? If a meteor's about to destroy everything, does it really matter?
Well,
yes.
My daughter and son-in-law and grandbabies are coming from Portales today.
Oh, what a waste of gas.
I know. But at least we get to see them for a few hours, so we're excited about that. And then my other daughter and other son-in-law and other grandson are coming, I think, on Sunday. So okay. We're going to have, our house will be full. Well,
you hope,
provided it's still there.
Right.
It will be full,
technically, yeah. Technically, all of our plans are tentative
right.
today.
It'll be either full of humans or ash.
Either way, we'll be together somehow, right. I'm sure.
You know, it's amazing to see that people really were freaking out about this.
There were some, so, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's those folks, I don't know if, I've never watched the show, but as I flip through the satellite thingy, you know, looking for channels and things to watch, every once in a while I see this thing, Doomsday Preppers. I've never watched the show. I've never even watched 2 seconds of it. Sometimes I'll, you know, flip to a show like that I'm curious about. So I guess there are some folks that are freaked out about
craziness.
Just Doomsday anyway.
And yeah.
It's reminiscent of the Y2K thing. Remember all the stuff about Y2K?
Yeah.
A funny story about the Y2K, just to take us back, since we're reminiscing since it's the end of the world.
Do you remember Y2K? Were you even alive yet?
No, actually, I was not even talking at the moment.
Okay, cool.
The time.
Cool.
At the moment.
Because you're 12. You're 12.
I'm 12 now.
Yeah.
So.
You really were 12, weren't you? When
Y2K I was 12. Happened?
Wow.
Yeah. So this one guy that I knew, he was sort of freaking out about it, and he wasn't really going completely overboard, but he was buying extra canned goods
and
he was buying
water.
Extra water and I have to admit, I bought 10 gallons of water.
Okay.
I thought, you know, hey, if there's a glitch, at least we'll have 10 gallons of water that we
because
can
that
drink.
Wasn't the end of the world. That was, hey,
that was
computers
just,
don't know what to do.
Gonna
it's going to hit 2000, everything's going to crash and we don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, I didn't want to have I didn't want to
Being responsible.
Without water.
Right.
Yeah. With 10 gallons of water. Who knew how long it was going to last?
Yeah.
And this other guy goes, he was talking to another mutual friend, and he says, hey, what are you guys doing to prepare for Y2K? I mean, he's read all the books, and he's describing how the thing is going to be. And the guy says, oh, I've got 50,000 gallons of water.
Whoa.
And the guy goes, really? Where? And he pointed to his backyard. He said, out there. And it was his pool. Because he was like totally making fun of the dude. I wish I would have been there to see that. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, people, I was watching news last night, and Diane Sawyer, you know, world news, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's these doomsday preppers. They build these like indestructible shelters, like these little tubes, basically. It's got a bunk. It's got, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know,
they
whatever.
Used to do that in the 50s.
Yeah, right?
The bomb shelter type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Each one costs roughly $100,000 to $150,000. And they said they would sell maybe one a month at best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's kind of niche and it's for like the doomsday preppers. And it was kind of. But he said this last year, the production went up so much that they could barely keep up because they were selling one a day.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Gosh. That's a lot.
One a day.
So watching just that, and they, you know, they went in there and they showed it, and it kind of was reminiscent. It was like the little tube, you know, type thing, and you put it in the ground, and it looked like a little hobbit hole, you know? There's everything you could need, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
And so people are really, quote-unquote, preparing for something like this. We were reading an article a few weeks ago. Now, of course, this was before the Sandy Hook Elementary School ordeal, tragedy. And people, this last year, I guess, for Black Friday, gun sales were through the roof.
Yeah, I saw
that. One of the top reasons zombie apocalypse.
No, I didn't hear that.
Not being funny.
Yeah.
I didn't hear
not
that.
Not joking. There are actual ammo ammunition companies that are now making zombie bullets. And they're flying off the shelves. And so people are, guns.
Yeah.
And so, you know, who knows how long that's going to last for, because now you're seeing so much happening on the other end now with gun control.
Right.
Because of what happened. And man, I mean, we could talk about that in itself day long.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah. However, I did see something yesterday. My wife pointed out, she was at a Starbucks or, you know, coffee shop somewhere. I'm assuming Starbucks, because that's usually what's on our bank statement 147 times a month. Yeah. Chrissy!
I can never say anything about
God
that.
God forbid we just make our own! Anyways.
I don't fault a woman for wanting a good cup of coffee.
So she walked up to the register, and she said there was a little piece of paper and then a $5 bill on there. And she read it, and it's called 26 Random Acts of Kindness. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
Some guy started this because there were 26 victims.
Okay.
26 senseless acts of violence.
Right.
So this guy said, okay, here's what we do. In turn, 26 Random Acts of Kindness.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so set out to do 26 random things for someone else in honor of each victim.
Yeah.
And so there was a piece of paper set out on the counter at the Bucks, and there was a $5 bill, and that one random act of kindness in honor of that one victim was to pay for the next person's coffee.
Wow.
And so he just left a $5 bill there for whoever was came up to the register next.
Yeah.
And so doing 26 things, and now imagine if that catches on.
Yeah.
And people actually took that and said, okay, you know what? In honor of each person, I'm going to get the victim's names. And so in honor of this child, I'm going to do this. In honor of this person, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And just set out to do 26 things.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing.
You know, out of tragedy, it seems like, when 9/11 happened, America had never been more united, in my opinion. It was crazy to see, us come together, and people were a little friendlier, and you got yelled at less in traffic. Yeah. And you know what I mean? It just seemed like there were American flags everywhere. And it was like, America. And so maybe this 26 random acts of kindness will catch on.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Unfortunately, it takes something like a terrible tragedy to remind us that we are united.
Yeah.
Even though we have great diversity and great difference of opinion. I mean, polar opposite differences of opinion among some of us in our nation, but we are still united by that common bond of our nation.
Yeah.
Which just translates even in a, not to do a Jesus juke on you here.
No.
But spiritually, we're united in Christ, and you know, it takes things like this to get the church's attention sometimes.
Absolutely.
Too. And I always think of that movie, Pay It Forward.
I never saw it.
Oh, yeah.
It's
sad.
It's a disturbing movie. That most of the movie is good, without ruining it for you. The ending is very disturbing. I was disturbed by the ending, but what it did was there was this kid that a teacher gave a middle school class a project, and his project was to do something kind for three different people, and then they had to do something kind for three different people, and it became this. He figured out this multiplicity thing, and I was like, dude, that's the gospel.
Right.
This guy is telling how to share, not the gospel, that's not the gospel, but that's how you share the gospel.
Right.
I tell you, you tell somebody else, they tell somebody else, and pretty soon it multiplies.
Yeah.
So this kid does these things, and the movie tracks how this reporter has this encounter with these people, and it all gets traced back to this kid. It happens to be set in Las Vegas, but traced back to this one kid. And the reporter comes, and it kind of finds... They find out who the kid is, and he talks about how it happened and all that. And that's, I was thinking, why can't we be more conscious of that type of living on a daily basis?
Right.
I mean, that's what God's called us to do, is to pay it forward, in essence. Pay, not just being kind, but paying it forward in the spreading of the gospel, telling people about Jesus, and meeting needs, and doing kind things for people. All of it, yes, it all.
Sadly, we're too busy arguing over our platform, whatever it is that we believe is the most important thing, which can't just be helping someone. It's got to be, okay, well,
what
then,
are you gonna give to
well
me?
Then we got to stand for it. And not that any of these, let me make it clear, not that any of these things are necessarily wrong to fight for, because then you'll have somebody over here saying, we need to fight for the unborn children and it's abortion. We need to fight. And I agree with that. And then someone says, I agree, but we need to meet the needs of the homeless that are already here. So we need to fight and do that.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not as important as, and then it becomes a, yours isn't as important as mine. Right. And then it becomes argumentative. I mean, we do that with denominations.
Yeah,
are you kidding
absolutely.
Me?
That's,
we can't even come to terms on the stupid, simple, like, non-essentials, so then we start arguing about the non-essentials when what we should be doing essentially is sharing that love.
Right.
By our love, all men will know you're my disciples, by your love for one another. And that's that, your love for one, your brother in Christ, your, and so, man. But
yeah, that's a huge.
I could talk all day long about this because I
we
get
could.
Pissy. I get so angry.
We could,
when
we could,
do that.
And we could never even come up with a solution.
The Modern Post, Before the Throne.
Good morning.
Steve-On, Mitch, and joining us, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico for the last day on Earth.
That's right.
Thank you for spending this time with us.
No,
you know,
other person I'd rather have in here
I
than you.
I couldn't think of anything else to do, so. I mean, no.
Whoa.
What I meant to say was, nothing else I'd rather do. That's what I was trying
of
to
course.
Say.
Of course. Yeah, you got the words mixed up.
I just got them all confused.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to chime in on what you're going to do for your last day on Earth. Kind of having a little fun with that. We were talking, though, about the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, and it got us to the 26 random acts of kindness that one person started on Facebook. My wife just texted. Facebook is where you can find it. You can see the list and what people have been doing.
It's a great idea.
A fantastic idea, yeah. Right? And so, which got me onto this one. We saw this yesterday. It hit the news, and this coming from ChristianPost.com. If you'd like to read the story in its entirety, James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family, and we actually carried the show on our sister station and aired this episode this last Monday. But James Dobson said, I'm just going to read his quote, and then
and
we
then
can discuss.
Go for it.
You wanna, okay.
Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. He was talking about the Connecticut shooting and why these things happen, or why specifically in this Connecticut shooting case, why is this happening? What is happening to this nation? And this was James Dobson's quote. He said, quote, a lot of things are happening around us, and somebody's going to get mad at me for saying what I'm about to say right now, but I'm going to give you my honest opinion. I think we have turned our back on the scripture and on God Almighty, and I think he has allowed judgment to fall upon us. I think that's what's going on. Monday's broadcast was titled A Nation Shaken by the Sandy Hook Tragedy. And the description for the show read, we're all still in shock trying to process the senseless shootings which occurred at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut last Friday. How could such a thing happen, and why can't we protect our innocent children? Tune in as Dr. James Dobson responds to the tragedy and offers his assessment of where we are as a nation. So he also pointed to abortion. He pointed to gay marriage as indicators, as reasons why America has gone against God. And so we want to open up the phone lines, 505-338-3700. But I know you have plenty to say about it because, man, yeah.
Well, excuse me. I don't know that I have plenty to say. I think that...
Things to say.
Yes, I have some...
A few things.
Yeah.
When I read it the first time, I saw you know, abortion, gay marriage as some indicators, and have we as a nation turned our back on God?
And on the scripture,
I can agree.
Absolutely.
I can agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I can believe
there,
that.
There is no question that America has strayed from what it was founded upon.
Right.
And, you know, the honest truth is... The honest truth, as opposed to the unhonest, dishonest
right.
truth.
Right.
The truth is that, you know, that's we live in a fallen world, and it's like that all over. It's not just America that's turned its back on God. There's all kinds of places that have turned its back on God. And, and some places that have are in the middle of turning their back on God. It's just, that's just the way things are going.
Right.
And it's going to get a lot worse before it ever gets better. But I'm not sure that I would have used the word judgment
right,
equating with what happened in at the elementary school in Connecticut.
Here's the exact quote again. I think we've turned our back on the scripture and on God Almighty, and I think he has allowed judgment to fall on us. I think that's what's going on. 505-338-3700, the phone number. What do you think?
I'm with you guys. I think everybody has turned their back on God, and God bless those families that are going through this tragedy. And I'm tired of parents not taking responsibility for their own kids and their actions.
Right.
Because they're so, you know, I work for APS.
Ah.
And it's like you send home homework, and it's supposed to be done at home.
Right.
And what do? They bring it back. And not done, not helped. And it's like, it's kids having kids nowadays. And I think a lot of these parents need parenting classes. I went through parenting classes because my daughter had to go through, you know, she went through preschool, and it was mandatory that I went. And it was not only about meds, drugs, you know, making food for your own kid. I mean, it was a lot of stuff, and it, you know, I think it really helped.
The road is reduced to one lane on Coors and Central. There's an accident at Universe and Paseo, and that's your look at traffic. Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, right here on the Calvary campus. Give them a call, order your drink, get your drink early, and then head out to work. 338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
I'm working!
He's working. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Nothing.
It is 8:13 right now, and random things are going. We're having a pretty intense conversation right now.
That's better.
Sorry.
There you go.
It's okay.
Could you see my hair raising on the top of my head because the headphones were so loud?
Sorry.
It was...
I'm like losing my hearing.
I like my music loud. In fact, it's funny. When I travel with my teenage children, they're always like, Dad, can we turn down the music?
Yeah, I've been...
I'm like, but this is classic rock! You don't turn it down,
I've been doing this for 10 years
I know, you're deaf. And
with headphones, and I think I'm losing.
You might be, and I've listened to my music loud for a long time, but I've also protected my hearing because, you know, I'm a classically trained musician.
I bought myself for Christmas
some really
nice headphones.
What are you classically trained?
Voice.
Really?
Yeah, I took...
Sam Swan.
I took years of voice lessons in college. I have a minor in music. I almost got a music degree, but I decided since I couldn't play piano, I didn't want to learn. I could sing anything you put in front of me. And then I had to go to piano class and go, Mary had a cord lamb. So I became, because I didn't have
Samson,
to pass a piano proficiency to get a minor in music. So I have I'm actually educated. I
know you're
educated. I'm
educated. I like this. That's very cool.
Got myself a degree.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us. If you're just joining the conversation, we were talking about the Sandy Hook Elementary School tragedy and James Dobson.
Yeah.
This last week, actually, founder of Focus on the Family, now has a show called Family Talk. On his show on Monday, had said that the Connecticut shootings a result of God allowing judgment to fall in America. He said, quote, I think we've turned our back on the scripture and on God Almighty. I think he has allowed judgment to fall upon us. I think that's what's going on. And since then, you know, people have been going back and forth. And then you turn on the news and it's like, oh, it's because of violent video games. Oh, it's because of, you know, his mother didn't love him enough. Or,
I think,
you know,
what made me infuriated about his statement at first view.
Right.
And was the fact that it was so, I could so closely relate it with what the Westboro Church said.
Right. Westboro Baptist Church, who's known for...
I don't want to say Baptist.
Sorry.
Well, that is not a Southern Baptist church.
There you go.
I have not...
You have none affiliation.
There's a whole bunch of different kind of Baptists out there, for those of you out there that didn't realize that. Even Baptists can't agree on anything.
Right.
We have several factions of Baptists. And that church that you're making reference to is not a Southern Baptist church. It's an independent Baptist. And not all independent Baptist churches are that way either. But anyway, Okay. That was my disclaimer. You know,
they're known for protesting funerals and the worst human beings on the planet. I'm sorry. They're foul and filthy. And every time they say something, I just cringe a little more. Because they were applauding when President Obama was there. They were going to protest him because they said they were going to stand up and, what was the exact term? Applaud. The righteous judgment of God.
And they say that God sent the shooter. And they're just making really harsh statements. That they meant.
It's been a week, and we've heard some outlandish things. So I think, I immediately was on the defense when I read that, and then said, okay, has allowed judgment to fall upon the nation.
Let's see, what does that mean?
Let's talk about it. And so here we are. Yeah. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hello, Matthew from Albuquerque. Perfect timing.
You're calling so late.
Yeah, he's out of school.
Well,
so.
One thing is the older ring in my school today is cleaning.
Okay. Are you listening to what we're talking about?
Yeah, the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting thing. I remember that. I saw it on the TV where the president went over there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty sad, you know what I mean, that he had to take those innocent lives, you know what I mean, like that. That's just terrible.
Right. What's it been like at your middle school?
Well, one thing at my middle school, it's been pretty well. You know what I mean, we have two police officers, you know, an APD and a CSA officer on duty all day. So
security has been tightened. It's been
it's pretty good. Yeah, you know I mean, they have one of the guys is inside, and one's walking around. You know, it's pretty good.
All right.
You know I mean, because I'm praying that, you know what I mean, that those families, you know, that their loved ones, you know what I mean, will be okay and everything, that they're going to, you know what I mean, I know they're going to go to heaven for one thing, it's because they're good, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? There was innocent lives, you know what I mean? Why would he do that? He must have been a little, well, I'd say it's cuckoo in the head for that.
Yeah.
That's just terrible. Hey, guys, can I have a prayer request, please?
Yes.
Yeah, my bus attendant, Tina, has the shingles, so I want you guys to pray for her.
All right.
Yeah, so
hey, can I Jesus juke theological on you? 13-year-old?
Sure.
Nobody goes to heaven because they're good.
Hey, you know what? That's one thing you have to earn.
No. You don't have to earn it. Nope, it's a free gift from Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a free gift from Jesus. That's
it. Hey, you know what? That's why, hey, Steve, that's one of the things I actually think that's true, you know what I mean? And I've been listening to your guys' expound service. I love it.
Right on, man. Keep listening.
Hey, you guys play a song this morning, please?
Yep.
House of Gold, 21 Pilots.
No, it's going to be Devastation and Reform by Reliant K.
Oh, okay. Can do.
That one.
Reliant K. Wow, that's a first. All right, Matthew from Albuquerque. Thanks for calling in. All right.
Matthew.
Reliant K. So, sorry. You're help me with this one. You deal with the youth all the time. If they say something just out there like that, what do you do? Like, hey, that's... Man, those are good thoughts. What makes you say that? Wrong! Like, how do you...
I usually...
It's a little bit different.
I usually smack them upside the head with my Bible.
What?
And hope that it just absorbs.
Okay, there
no,
you go.
No, I think in this instance, because you're not sitting down face-to-face and having a conversation, I think the way that you handled it was appropriate.
Okay.
And obviously you have some sort of a relationship with this young man.
Right.
He calls in often. And... Yeah. So I think that's good. And it depends on the kid. Sometimes, sometimes they're just saying it. They don't kind of like what we were talking about before. They either don't know or that's not what they mean. They said that, and then when you say, "Now wait a minute, did you just say?" And they're like, "No.
This, right.
I understand that."
Right.
So it's just asking questions for clarification, and then you, when they answer it back, if they answer in the same way, you go, "Okay, well, let me help you. Do you really think that? Well, then let me help you understand a different take on that.
Right.
Or let me show you what the scripture says about that or whatever. And then, you know, the great thing about our students is they're open to instruction if it's lovingly given.
Right.
That's one of the things I love about working with our kids, especially in New Mexico. They're very open to having discussion and listening, and they're just cool. We got cool kids in New Mexico, I think.
Yeah, totally.
So. I like that. Yeah, this week has been an interesting week of, hey, what did you mean by that? Dr. James Dobson said on his show this week, quote, a lot of these things are happening around us, speaking to the Connecticut shooting. And somebody's going to get mad at me for saying what I'm about to say right now, but I'm going to give you my honest opinion. I think we've turned our back on the scripture and on God Almighty, and I think he has allowed judgment to fall upon us. I think that's what's going on. Now, former Governor Mike Huckabee made some comments on Fox News that riled everybody up, in the same way. He said, quote, "We ask why there's violence in our school, but we've systematically removed God from our schools. Should we be so surprised that schools have become such a place of carnage because we've made it a place where we don't want to talk about eternity, life, what responsibility means, or accountability?" He said that on Fox News this last week. Later, he clarified he wasn't suggesting the shooting wouldn't have happened if prayer were allowed in schools, but just making a point about the important role of God in our culture,
yeah.
Period. He said, quote, "We've escorted him right out of our culture. We've marched him off the public square, and then we express our surprise that a culture without him actually reflects what it has become."
Yeah.
So 505-338-3700, the phone number. We actually got an email for such a comment as this. And Rachel, what is it? Rachel Held Evan, I believe is her name. She wrote that book, Living Biblically. Like, yeah. She went out and lived biblically for an entire year.
As a woman.
Rachel Held Evans. RachelHeldEvans.com.
Yes.
Yeah, she actually writes a blog. She wrote this book on The View, all these different places, you know, because, hey, check this out. She lived biblically for a year, so let's trash this. And so she wrote this, and she recently actually wrote an article because these things have been happening, and these quotes are coming out of the woodwork, yeah, on Fox News or CNN or, yeah, wherever,
oh,
saying,
my gosh, yeah,
this is what this person said. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. And so she wrote an article. We want to post it, mm-hmm, to our Facebook. We'll link it. But I also wanted to give a disclaimer because we read the article just now,
yeah,
and it was fascinating what was said, but there was one word in particular that stuck out that said, whoa, parents, hey, you should read this first. Little disclaimer, there is one word that, you know, tends, yes, to upset.
And if you want to share it with your children, print it and get a black marker
and then just
and mark out that word.
Yeah.
We call that editing.
Yes.
The not original, censorship. It's editing.
Back in the original language, you would call that scubula.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
That's the word that Paul used in Ephesians, talking about, you know, all thing rubbish.
Rubbish, trash.
Dung.
Can you say dung on the radio?
Yeah.
We just said it like dung. Twice. Dung.
Yeah.
I thought you were only allowed, I guess that is technically like a scientific term.
What?
I thought you were only allowed to use like scientific terms.
Okay. On the radio?
On the radio.
Really?
I don't know.
Did you read that on the internet?
I read that on the internet somewhere.
Can you believe everything
on
the internet?
That's body parts.
Yes.
That's body parts.
Oh, so that has to be scientific. Yes.
Because if you listen to some other radio stations,
yeah,
I guarantee you they're not using the scientific term cuss words.
Yeah, no,
are there scientific terms for cuss words?
No, it's not. You're thinking of body parts.
I don't know.
I'm a Baptist. I don't even know any cuss words.
Yeah. So fingers aren't fingers, they're phalanges?
Heard. Yeah.
Oh, they're fingers.
Okay, I don't know.
Hand can be hand. It's just, you're right. You're right. They care about like those specific words that I'm not going to say,
okay,
that you have to use the correct term for.
Yes. Got it.
Yes.
Because, you know, on satellite radio, you can use any kind of language you want.
Oh, yeah.
On other kind of radio, you can't. But on Christian radio, you better not.
This is true.
If you do, you can send your emails to Steve-O.
Yeah, yeah. studio@mystaticradio.com. I get them.
I'm sure you do.
I really do.
I have to shield his eyes for the morning show. I'm like, not yet. Don't read this yet.
Don't read it yet.
They kind of rile me up sometimes.
But you know what?
I can't imagine you getting riled up, Steve-O. I have never seen that. You're so calm and...
No, he's very collected and doesn't usually happen.
Of course.
Hey!
Animation.
I'm pretty eloquent with my responses.
Yeah, you are, after I reread them.
Yeah, and I have to stew on them for about an hour.
Yes.
And rewrite the email about seven times.
I'm that way.
Like,
my initial response, I would be unemployed.
I gotta be honest, I'm glad that I got this Dr. James Dobson thing yesterday because I had time to dissect it and think about it, and I called you right away and said,
like,
hey, for tomorrow's show, this is the statement that was made. Think about it, stew on it, so you have time to dissect it before we just destroy a man with words.
Yeah. And I think that's why I've been kind of quiet throughout this entire subject, because at first I was angry.
Right.
Like, I got off the phone, I was like, who the heck is this guy?
Right.
And then I just was like, okay, benefit of the doubt.
Right.
He may have just said this wrong. Right. It could have meant this.
And
he
didn't say that Sandy Hook Elementary was judgment befalling the kids, because that has been said by Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Idiots. Sorry.
and the truth of the matter is, we live in a fallen world. Evil is going to continue to happen. Mm-hmm. And I got news for folks. It's going to get a lot worse before it ever gets better.
Yeah.
Until Christ comes back. And,
yeah.
And we forget that.
Yeah.
We have this idea that we can make our world better. And we can't make our world better. What we can do is tell people about Jesus, and God can change their hearts.
Exactly.
And they become a part of the family of God and can get involved with us in our kingdom work, but that's not necessarily going to change the evil that's out there. That's just going to change. God changes that person's heart.
Yeah.
And it may remove one person. Oh, I just hit myself with the microphone.
Nicely done.
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah,
I get too animated. I hope you saw that on the webcam. Yeah. It was really cool.
What did you say this morning that God judged you by hitting you in the face with a microphone?
Obviously.
Sorry, okay.
I think I said that I couldn't think of anything else better to do but to hang out with you guys. So I'm being judged by my meanness towards my friends, Steve-O and Mitch.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't even know what I was saying. I got so distracted by the pain in my lower lip because I hit the microphone in my lip.
Yeah.
Oh
man. I'm sorry.
I hate to see a grown man cry.
That's okay. We're going to play
a request from
Matthew from Albuquerque. What?
Can I lighten the mood a bit?
Maybe.
Okay.
Don't post that yet.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Lighten the mood just a little bit. A man using Apple apps walks into a bar, or maybe a hospital, or possibly a church. Fun Joke Friday!
Wow.
Wait, say that one again.
A man using the Apple Maps.
Oh, now I get it.
Walks
I missed the first.
Or maybe a hospital.
Or a church.
Or possibly a church.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't see
what's a big deal. I haven't had like super trouble with it.
Oh, I have.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Really?
Oh, I
drove off a cliff once.
Stop it.
Hey,
right now.
Hey, did you guys happen to see the Saturday Night sketch about the new iPhone?
I have not.
I'll look it up and try, and I'll send you the link.
Okay.
It is first of all, it's the cleanest thing I've ever seen Saturday Night Live do.
Really?
Yes. It's stinking hilarious.
Kudos to them, actually, because, you know, obviously Connecticut, New York, Saturday Night Live that Saturday after kicked off with a children's choir singing Silent Night, holding Advent candles, and then faded to black, and then went to Live from New York at Saturday
Night.
I mean,
really?
They didn't, no
it
joke,
was
it was like reverent. It was just full of
good for them.
And it was like, wow, they just rocked Silent Night. And it was, I mean, they didn't omit anything. It was all
talking about Jesus,
the birth of Christ.
Wow.
It was all about,
I missed that.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
are you kidding me? So
it's like,
I'm going to find that video for you.
So we're going to rock Matthew from Albuquerque's request for some Reliant K. Get to Facebook, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We received an email. Rachel Held Evans, she wrote a book, and she's also a blogger, and had some choice words to say in, I guess, a rebuttal to Dr. James Dobson in response really to Mike Huckabee from Fox News, talking about how we have systematically removed God. We've been talking about it all morning, and there have been some comments made that kind of line up with that. The idea that, well, we removed him, so this is what's going to happen to society, and this is what we're doing. And this was an interesting take, interesting perspective.
Yeah.
So make sure you check it out, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Reliant K for you right now. Devastation and Reform. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Family Force 5, Christmas time is here, which means we play amazing Christmas music like that one.
No, that was not. This is amazing.
It is 8:42, Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you, and in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Oh, thank you.
We get you for extra time today.
I like that. I mean, you know, hey, it's the end of the world. Let's live it up.
Right?
Right.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
It's our last day on Earth.
Hey, so Mitch is a little under the breath comment about the previous Christmas song that was playing, and then the one that you're playing is The Bed right now.
Yeah.
I like how I use the radio
Good
terminology.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Good
job. Hanging out with you people, it's impacting my
life.
What
are these?
These are really expensive earmuffs.
Nope.
Headphones.
Nope.
Oh, wait.
There's like a radio term for
them. Oh, radio term.
That I never understood.
I've never heard it, I guess.
Hey, guess what? No. Guess what, Sam Swan?
What?
I don't know it either.
Oh, okay.
What?
No, you never told me.
What are these called?
Hey.
I said it like 9 times this week because I bought a brand new pair of them because I'm doing them for the show because I got this brand new really expensive
pair.
Like this part of the...
No, the headphones. What are they called in radio world? They call them something dumb, and I've never understood why, but...
Music players for my ears.
You've heard this term because many people around here have used it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've heard headphones.
That's all you've heard.
Yeah. Earbuds.
You've never heard anybody go, hey, I'm missing a pair of cans in here.
Cans.
See, no. That just you, just now.
Now, cans, okay. And then on the old board, were those things called pots?
Pots?
The pot.
Pod?
The big, pot. The big P-O-T, the big the old analog dials, yes. Those were called pots.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Why? All right, radio man, you've been in radio since Moses. quick question, because we're talking radio terminology. Beds came up, and I said, oh, what are these? And they didn't know what I was talking about, and I just said what they are. What are these called?
I'm not listening.
What are these called?
I know what you're supposed
cans?
To know.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Cans. Why? Where did headphones? Why? What does that mean?
Because in the old days, they used to use a can connected with a string to the board.
Sam Swan, everyone. Sam Swan.
I just made that up.
I was just curious as to why.
That's
I figured
what
if there
I
was any,
yeah.
if there's anybody yeah. who knew, it'd have to be you.
Yeah, I just called them cans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you remember listening to the cans with a string? It was your first early television.
No, I know. No, I got that.
Yeah.
I just didn't know why they were called cans, but. I was just,
and that
and I had to prove that I was right because they're like, you've never said that. That's not real.
And on
it
you, Steve-O,
uh-huh.
they look martyrs.
Thank you.
You
thank
you. Okay, now that got me off my original question.
Okay, sorry.
Which I want to come back to that.
Okay.
Which I know I'm just the guest, but my question is,
yeah.
Mitch was making a comment about the, what, that was Family Force, right?
She doesn't like anything with auto-tune unless it's Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Right.
Okay, that's fine.
That's such a lie.
Okay, that's fine. But
I like auto-tune.
Yeah.
I think
but
it's funny.
My question is, I think this would be a great radio topic.
Okay.
Which do you prefer, traditional version of Christmas songs
ooh.
Or new modern
see,
version of Christmas songs?
Depends on who's singing
see,
it.
See, and I would go that way too, but it just, the way you said that sort of under your breath as we were coming back.
I didn't like that version.
I know.
Of Christmas Time Is Here.
I've heard some great versions of Christmas Time Is Here. Oh, Stephen Curtis on his
so
new Christmas album,
delightful.
That's a great version.
Matthew West.
This is a good version. I was surprised.
Amazing.
Let it snow.
I prefer the classics over like brand new songs that people just
Nat King
made
Cole
up.
Because
right.
And I'm not talking about covers though. I'm talking about like there's
original
Christmas songs
yeah.
and I'm like, okay.
Every once in a while a new original Christmas song is written that is good.
Yeah.
That I like.
Of Two Bearded Men, Number One Gun. It's about Jesus and Santa Claus and it's I celebrate the day of Reliant K. There are very few like
yeah.
that are like modern classics.
Has my heart.
This is Christmas plus one. I mean, come on.
I hate to bring it up again.
That's
but
okay.
The you know Stephen Curtis has a new Christmas hit, like his third one. It's called Joy.
Okay. was he like a big guy in music?
Stephen who? Stephen what?
I don't know if you've ever heard of him or not. He's small time.
That's the father of the kids in Caleb.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Caleb. Okay.
The band
yeah.
Caleb.
Can I be honest? Can I be completely honest?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if I could point out
one song.
A single song in like a lineup if they were like standing
and
there.
And that's fine.
Which is weird.
That's fine.
Because I don't know why
songs.
There.
No. It's like, I, to this day, still.
Yeah, I know.
Or Smitty. Like, I know how how he's important.
Yeah.
I don't think I could tell you like a single song.
And
he
that's
does.
Fine. That's fine. I'm just saying on his new Christmas album, there's a song called Christmas Card.
Oh.
That is a very good new Christmas song.
Wow.
I liked it.
Okay.
I liked it. It's got a great feel. It's got what I call, it's got everything. It's got a feel. It's got a good, it's got
it gives
a
gives you the warm fuzzies.
And Sam Swan has a minor in music.
Tingles and
so.
Jingles.
So I know what I'm talking about.
Does it work?
Yeah, I have a minor in music because I wasn't smart enough to get to major in music.
Well, that just means you had to attend like theory every single day.
I actually did take theory for a long time.
Oh, it's so
I understand
scary.
That. That's how I taught myself to play the guitar because I understood the theory and I just got I got a chord chart and figured it out and now
nice.
I can play the guitar. I'm a hack. I can play rhythm.
Oh,
my son is a much greater guitar
yeah,
player.
I know.
Who was part of the Static Radio Battle of the Bands?
Hidden
that's
by the
right.
Light got second place.
I know.
It was amazing.
I was so stoked by
first
that.
First loser,
so proud
what I call
him.
It.
First
but,
loser.
You know, I mean, that's cool if you have a first loser song.
No,
that's
right.
It
was amazing.
Cool.
Second place.
Yeah.
Good job. You almost raised him right.
He's getting all kinds of opportunities to lead worship around the city.
Great.
And it's opened up some really cool opportunities for him. He and Gozer have kind of hit it off, and they did a show a couple of weeks ago.
Nice.
They've done a couple of shows in the last couple of 3 weeks, and they had him, had Hidden by the Light, as part of the lineup. So I just thought, because I know Amanda, and I know the guys in Gozer, and so it's cool for me, for my friends, to invite my son to be involved in stuff that they're doing. I just think that's just stinking
community.
Cool. Yeah,
hey,
it's
and
awesome.
That's why we do what we do with Locals Rule. If you're a local artist and you would like to get your music played, send it to us. MyStaticRadio.com is the website. You can submit MP3s, and we'll play it. We really will. Of course, this coming Tuesday, we won't have New Music Tuesday because, it's Christmas.
That's
so we're not going to be here. And then the Tuesday after that is New Year's, and we're not going to be here. Of course, we're not going to be here starting tomorrow anyways because it's the end of the world. But, you know.
I'm confused. I thought the end of the world was like at midnight to
it was,
this morning.
I guess. It depends. I don't know.
So technically, we're not supposed to be here at all.
I guess. It's already happened.
Well, someone
brought up a good point on Facebook. They're like, what about all those people in Australia? It's the 22nd already.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
So they already survived.
Yeah,
or,
I guess.
As far as we know. Has anybody had any
news
conversation with anybody from Australia?
We're not sure.
Haven't talked to anybody in Australia.
Is that one of those things where it kind of ends by time zone? New York will end before Albuquerque.
Well, wouldn't it kind of be our time zone? Because we're kind of lined up with Mexico and like the Mayans. And so it would be our...
Yeah.
I don't want to school you guys, but I'm right.
So technically, Mountain Standard Time is
the best time.
Is the best time of all time.
Yeah.
Or the worst.
Or the worst time.
If you don't want the world to end.
If it starts with us, maybe we're the beginning. We are the beginning and the end.
Oh, wow.
This is wrong. That was wrong.
There's so many
Everything that was just said was wrong. That wasn't okay.
Amazing.
Send your emails to Steve-O at Static Radio Studio or whatever your email address .com.
Just try a few variations
of
the email.
Just try anything
it'll
you
get
want.
To us.
Yeah, it'll eventually.
You can try
.org, .net.
It doesn't matter.
According to the Mayans, it's the last day on Earth, and just before the 9 o'clock hour, we got to take a break. But before we go, I know eventually I'm gonna have to kick you out here. So
you can kick me out whenever.
What are you,
gonna
do? It's the last day. What are you gonna do for the rest of your day?
I am. I have to go home and fix some chairs. When my grandparents passed away, I inherited the dining room set that they had that I sat at when I was a little tiny kid.
That's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it really is. And it's a little weathered and it's old. But
so you inherited a chore.
And so now, because of that, I inherited it years ago, and it's just, I've been putting this off, but we're going to have so many people in our house this weekend with all our kids coming back home and everything.
Seating.
I'm going to need some chairs, so I have to go use some Gorilla Glue.
There you go.
I do too.
Shout out to Gorilla Glue. Oh, you broke your shoe.
I broke my shoe.
I never heard of this stuff until yesterday.
I've got to fix.
Gorilla Glue, it fixes everything.
Yeah. This is the Gorilla Wood Glue version, and so I've got to fix those chairs, and so I'll have my little workstation set up and kind of be like, Sam the Tool Man.
Your last day on Earth, you're going to work.
Yeah.
You are ever the servant, ever the worker.
That's pretty much how I am. I don't want to brag, but... I take it back. I do want to brag.
You know what? I'm going out. If I'm going out today, then I'm just going to brag.
Whatever.
I'm just the real me. I am a prideful, arrogant fool. That's what... I guess I should confess that since...
There you go.
I'm going to own it and just take it with me.
There you go. Right on. Last day on Earth, what are you going to do? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, some Atomic Tom. We also have Wonderful Christmas Time from Earth Suit. Just get in the Christmas spirit today.
Hopefully it's better Christmas music.
Yeah. It's going to be. It's Atomic Tom.
Oh, I love Atomic Tom.
Yeah, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Love those guys. All right, we're going to kick you out then.
All right. Hey,
have a great day.
Thanks for allowing me to hang out with you.
Thanks for being with us.
And Merry Christmas.
And I was just going to say, Merry Christmas. I hope you guys have a great...
You too.
...blessed Christmas time and a Happy New Year.
You too.
So, next week?
Yeah, we'll see you next
week. We'll see you next
week. Should I come next week?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What's the date
it's
next week?
Friday.
Come on.
The 28th.
I will be...
7 days from today, guys. It's the 21st. You 21 plus 7.
7.
28th.
28.
Come on, guys.
I don't know.
I got a D in math. Several
I got
times.
An F in math.
That's right. Music major. You don't know anything about numbers.
It's a wonder I got out of college in the first place.
Okay, so you're a music minor. Well, practically, you got more music experience than I ever have, but you suck at math. My whole reason for not being really good at music is because I suck at math, and now that's... ruined. My theory is ruined.
But I do know some fantastic musicians who are mathematicians, and I just couldn't do that. I'm not any kind of a mathematician. I am a jack of all trades, master of none. That's it. That's exactly what I am.
All right, right back with that Atomic Tom.
I think I'll be here next week. I'm traveling. We're having to make a southern run to go see my folks for like a post-Christmas. I'm going down to the southern part of
the
state. We're gonna eat some pork rinds.
Have at it.
Collard greens.
Yo, dude, I love collard
greens. Collard greens are outstanding.
My wife makes the best collard greens ever.
Yeah.
I'm bragging right now.
I'd like to try those.
They're the best.
Hey,
so
it's the end of the world. We should all start bragging.
Just bragging.
Today is a day of bragging.
I know. There it is. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Last day on Earth, what are you going to do? You're going to hang out with us, and coming right back, you're going to listen to Atomic Tom.
Yes.
There you go.
Steve-O and Mitch.
And the Morning.
Static Radio.
Ocean of Siri. Paul Young, we gotta take care of some traffic.
The lane is still reduced to one lane, Coors and Central.
That matters! And, it doesn't matter! And, traffic on, brought to you by Solomon Sports.
Hold on. There is, and there's construction, Wantabo, Central and Southern. That's your look at traffic!
Ooh, I gotta lie down! Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Sooner Road Northeast. Calvert Campus, 505-338-3669. Oh, please don't end today, world! By the way, this is Steve Owen Mitch. Welcome
obviously
to the show!
Okay. Katrina, amazing listener.
Yeah.
Dedicated listener. She knows us. She knows you. She just posted this on their on our Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The article is there in recent posts by others.
This headline, is just a rumor.
Headline for the rumor posted by KOAT.com. Seriously?
Thanks, Action 7 News.
Action 7 News. Next Star Wars film could be in New Mexico.
I don't know what to do with myself.
You okay?
I don't know what to do.
There are rumblings that part of the next Star Wars movie could be shot in New Mexico. George Lucas, the man behind Star Wars, has brought audiences 6 episodes. So this is the 7th. Idea is to release in 2015. And there's a lot of work to be done. And until then, some say the Land of Enchantment is the perfect place to shoot the movie.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh my gosh. Are you freaking out?
I don't know what to do.
Are you freaking out? What would you do? What would you do? Tell me.
What would I do? Are you kidding me?
What do you have to do?
Ah! I don't know what to do! You know what's funny is when we found out that, like, we were pregnant with Brody and all these things. I was like, that's cool. Right on. I'm so happy about that. Star Wars could be filmed in New Mexico. This is the greatest news in the history of all time.
I asked you when we found out there's going to be a 7th episode, I asked you, what if you get to be a part of it? What if you get to be on set? What if? And that now it could be possible?
Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
But do you want the Star Wars magic ruined?
I have to lie down.
Okay.
Ruined? What, are you kidding me? How would that be? Actually, you know what? You're right.
Would it be ruined? Because you're on set.
I got to take part in one film.
Right.
I have like a 0.5 second scene in the latest Terminator
movie.
Oh,
that's me.
Yeah. I got to spend it. It was great on
set
all
seen
day.
That.
McGee. Spent the whole afternoon with Sam Worthington,
mm-hmm.
who was, you know, he was the lead in that movie. And the scene was actually with him. He had to move out of the way. I was like running and it was crazy. And at a gas station, we were like these people from the future. And I was freaking out because I love the Terminator movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched it.
I didn't see it.
Oh.
I didn't see it.
But I wouldn't say the magic was ruined because I was like, yeah.
It was just a crappy movie.
It was, yeah. But I remember the scene. I remember being there and it was fun. And it was fun. That was one of my favorite days ever.
Because mm-hmm.
it was like, dude, I'm on set for a major motion picture, no matter how crappy it's going to eventually turn out to be, this is fun right now, and I can't believe it. I'm pretty sure I would lose my mind.
Krista runs the New Mexico Entertainment website, and she said that New Mexico is perfect for any potential Episode 7 plot. Yeah. They have the scout location, so that's what we're hearing about right now. So we never know, but it's looking hopeful. That's her quote. Krista from the New Mexico Entertainment website of something.
And they just filmed The Lone Ranger here, a Disney production.
Well, we've had a lot of things filmed here lately. And this is looking very possible.
Don't do this. Don't get my hopes up. Don't do that just to destroy me. Don't say things you don't mean. Because you don't know.
And she says, I think the precedent is set that we can handle films like this.
Avengers was done here.
Transformers.
Indiana Jones. I seen in the
really?
Last Indiana Jones. Yeah.
Oh.
Here in New Mexico.
Indiana Jones. So Shia LaBeouf has been here a lot.
Yeah. However, nothing to the caliber of that for me. That is it right there.
I feel like the world can't end now because this needs to happen.
You know, the funny thing is, last night I was talking about like crazy, amazing awesomeness. I ruin Christmas for myself every year. Because I know, who knows me better than me? I mean, let's be honest.
Your wife.
Chrissy tweeted this yesterday, actually, that I'm the best and worst at Christmas time because she knows exactly what to get me, but unfortunately, I've already bought it myself. I came home yesterday to find 3 packages on her doorstep.
Oh my gosh.
All to me, from me. Because that's what I do. I know what I want. I don't want to wait and have to open. I hate opening gifts. So the Indiana Jones collection on Blu-ray came in yesterday. And my boys have never, like, watched it all the way through, like, sat down and, yeah.
Wow.
I've never done that.
What kind of parent are you?
Nazis with melting faces.
Yeah, what kind of parent are you? It's Indiana Jones.
Wait, I'm ruining things for you.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't even, so it's sent in the 1940s?
Really?
30s, 1930s, I don't know.
No, you're right. No, I'm just, yes.
Late 1930s, 1940s?
Oh, man, this movie's going to rock your world. Can I change your life, please? Can we watch this soon?
Yes.
I tried yesterday. I texted you and Kelly and said, hey, 5 minutes. The boys want to watch Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah, because I live 5 minutes away. No. Mm-mm. You live in the end of the world,
we watched
actually.
About 2 minutes
edge
of it, and that was it. But okay. Jack was already like, oh, man. Oh, man. Is this one? I remember this one from the ride, and I've played the video game. Is this the one where I'm like, shh, just watch the movie? So, great news. New Mexico is the land of enchantment. Mm-hmm. We have some great locations. And now, rumors, possibly, episode 7 could be filmed in New Mexico. It's funny.
How does this change your life?
You know, no, I'm just, does it look like I've changed in any way? I'm still normal.
Yeah.
Everything's the same. Would I gotta go.
Would you be able to handle it?
I gotta go get some pub shots and update my casting stuff.
What if you ever got to meet George Lucas? Would that be okay? Would that be like, hey,
I don't know what
that's cool. But so what would change?
You're saying incorrectly. You're saying people incorrectly. I'll tell you why. Because for me as a kid, Harrison Ford was the coolest person in the universe.
And there's rumor.
He's Indiana Jones and Han Solo. And then like Mark Hamill.
So is he signed on for sure?
Well, there's no signing on. Who are you?
What do you mean signing? Who am
Nobody
I?
Nobody signed on for anything. We don't know. They're like tight-lipped about this. This is what happens with Lucas, and we don't know, but the guesses are like, ooh, Mark Hamill says he wants to come back. Ooh, Harrison Ford says he wants to come. Mm-hmm. We don't know. I don't know. But that's cool news for New Mexico.
It is.
Potentially episode 7 in New Mexico. And you know what the funny thing is? Matt Lott, our friend from Waverly and House of Heroes, called this week because he thought he was being pranked because when he was here last time, we went to Santa Fe for an Avengers casting party type thing. Mm-hmm. And he actually put in his information to a casting director agency type thing for background extra work. And he got a call this week for Breaking Bad. But he's like, man, I'm in Nashville. Are you playing a prank on me?
He thought you were pranking
him. He thought I was joking. I was like, dude, I didn't know. I didn't know. He was like, man, this girl called me and they wanted me out here. And
but then he didn't even talk about you at all.
No.
And he wasn't
he didn't
like,
say,
I
hey,
have
you
a
should
friend.
Call my friend. He didn't. Lame.
What a guy.
I know.
What a guy.
So there it is. All hopeful actors of the world. Come to New Mexico, apparently. Episode 7, potentially, being filmed here. That would be fantastic. I don't even know where to go.
There's no
it's all down to here from here. Can't even talk anymore. I'm done. Steve-O and Mitch?
In the morning.
Yeah! Static Radio. Copeland, do you hear what I hear? Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is
9:36.
And it is
Friday.
And it's also
Christmas Eve, Eve, Eve.
Wow, that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say the day of our Christmas party.
The day of our Christmas party.
Yeah, I know.
We have Secret Santa revealings today.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, everybody's got to get to our Facebook page. We
Indeed.
Posted this interesting article earlier. If you missed it, please check out the podcast. MySaticRadio.com/mornings. We podcast the show every day.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning on the subject of Sandy Hook Elementary School and God being removed from America. There have been many people this week in, whether it was Fox News, former Governor mm-hmm. Mike Huckabee, James Dobson on a program that we air actually on our sister station.
Lots of comments.
Family Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Said some interesting comments. And mm-hmm. I thought today was a good show to discuss. And I think people had some good insight.
It was a really good discussion.
We also got an email with a link to this blog. Rachel Held Evans, who wrote a book about living biblically for a year as a woman. She was in the news a lot recently, mm-hmm. actually, for that. She was on The View. She was all over, actually. Good Morning America. She wrote an interesting blog about the issue of taking God out of America, removing him, systematically removing him from our nation. And so we thought we'd ask for your thoughts and opinion. It really is.
It's an intense not even five minute read.
So we want to know your thoughts and opinions. Check it out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Also, being December 21st, according to the Mayan calendar, it's the end of the world. And we're all just, you know,
Hanging out.
One last day.
Waiting for it to end.
Yeah.
Well, we want to know, what are you going to do on the last day of the world?
And, you know, really, as we leave and say goodbye for the end of the week, I kind of feel like that's the driving point home. You know, we joke, we have fun, we say the Mayans predict that today's the last day on Earth, but you never know. We don't know the day or the hour, and we're not promised tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So how will you live out today? Now, really, we should think about this and have this mentality every day.
Yeah.
The world is going to end. How will you live out today? That's all I got.
Thoughts.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get your thoughts in. And we'll see you guys again Monday, Christmas Eve.
That's right.
We're going to be talking about all the wonderful things like traditions and what you'll be doing and preparing. And maybe you won't even be listening because it's Christmas Eve.
And you're probably sleeping.
But we'll be here.
We will.
We'll see you guys Monday. And that's it for us.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone, I'll give it to someone.